According to the Secretary of the Navy's orders, the Cyan was to sail first for Cartagena, at the northern tip of South America in present-day Colombia, then on to Caledonia Bay, where Lieutenant Strain would lead a speedy overland crossing of the isthmus in an attempt to map and survey the route. He was to do so without disrupting or antagonizing the native Indians, and he was to report his instrumented findings directly to the department. Getting the Cyan ready in time seemed a long shot. Strain's $1,500 budget, the best the department could do, was barely enough for slop clothing. In the few weeks he had, the lieutenant flew into motion. "I have asked as little as compatible with the execution of the work, and will with pleasure devote my own limited means to cover any margin which may be left," he explained with the presentation of his extraordinary budget. The technical survey instruments, he pointed out, required no outlay. They came on loan from the National Observatory in Washington. The arms, which would be returned, were from a friendly quartermaster. They included the best guns then available, 20 percussion muskets, 10 Jenks carbines, and 8 Colt pistols. Firearms, given the many hazards, were of first priority. But his attention to detail was evident everywhere. Food came from the Cyan's stores, but Strain requested and received permission to significantly rework the standard ration. The jungle could be a hostile environment, hard to hunt in and difficult to provision for. Beef, the lieutenant wrote the department, would be ill-adapted to land transportation and contains in the same bulk and weight much less nutrients than pork. Strain also dispatched friends to chase down more background journal articles and books from the best private libraries in New York, Boston, and Washington. From the Philadelphia Academy of Natural Sciences came tin collecting boxes and reams of coarse paper for botanizing, one of Strain's many hobbies. A well-known businessman who saw Strain in ceaseless action prior to December 20th marveled at his great enthusiasm and ingenuity. He had no personal liabilities. He was not married and had scrupulously avoided owning a home. Every time he left for sea, he brought his treasured books and personal journals with him, as if one day he might not be coming back. Few could imagine a man better suited to exploration, or more